This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, kicking off our number three in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And you can join us by dialing toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you have an easy-to-pronounce name, apparently we're going to like you more because science or something. Chris, you've got a list of things that people do, either intentionally or unintentionally, that annoy others. And the one that you just read was having a hard-to-pronounce name.
Yep.
Which reminded me of something that I read a while back about some of the things in the business world about easy to pronounce and hard to pronounce names. And there's actually an article from Business Insider. Without going into too much detail here, they just have a list of various things of how your name affects your success.
Right.
Easy to pronounce name means people will favor you more. If your name is common, you're more likely to get hired. That means people named James, Mary, John, and Patricia are in luck. And then they link over to a study from Marquette University. And then sort of on the flip side, uncommon names are associated with juvenile delinquency. And they link over to a study from Shippensburg University. Having, shall we say, easy names, for example, here The Atlantic cited a study where people filled out applications. Emily Walsh and Greg Baker got 50% more callbacks than Lakeisha Washington and Jamal Jones. Even though there was basically the same amount of work experience on the applications. The closer your name is to the beginning, well, the closer your last name is to the beginning of the alphabet, the more likely you are to get into a better college.
Interesting.
And this, I will actually read the paragraph they have. There was a study done by Economics of Education Review, where researchers studied the relationship between the position in the alphabet of more than 90,000 Czech students. And what they found was even those students with last names that were low in the alphabet tended to get higher test scores overall. Among the students who applied to universities and were on the margins of getting admitted or not, those with last names that were closer to the top of the alphabet were more likely to be admitted.
Interesting.
If your last name is closer to the end of the alphabet, you're more likely to be an impulse spender. Yeah, and some of these could just be, you know, like correlation does not equal causation.
Right.
Like the, you know, Zabar or Yardley's being more susceptible to promotional spending. Using your middle initial makes people think you're smarter and more competent. You're more likely to work in a company that matches your initials. This is interesting. If your name sounds noble, you're more likely to work in a high-ranking position. Study by the a study in Europe. Researchers studied German names with ranks, and the ranks within the companies. Those with last names such as Kaiser or König, meaning emperor or king, were more managerial than with last names that referred to a common occupation, such as Koch or Bauer, meaning cook and farmer.
Or peasant.
If you're a boy with a girl's name, you could be more likely to be suspended from school. This, a 2005 study from the University of Florida, reminds me of the song A Boy Named Sue.
Right.
If you're a woman with a gender-neutral name, you may be more likely to succeed in certain fields. According to The Atlantic, in male-dominated fields such as engineering and law, women with gender-neutral names may be more successful. One study found that women with masculine names like Leslie, Jan, or Cameron tended to be more successful in legal careers. Men with shorter first names are overrepresented in the C-suite.
Mm-hmm.
In 2011, LinkedIn analyzed more than 100 million user profiles to find out which names are most associated with the CEO position. The most common, Bob, Jack, and Bruce.
Yeah.
The name specialist speculates that men in power may use nicknames to offer a sense of friendliness and openness. Women at the top are more likely to use their full names. In the same study, LinkedIn researchers found that most common names of female CEOs include Deborah, Cynthia, and Carolyn. Unlike the men, women use their full name in an attempt to project professionalism and gravitas.
So we talked a lot about names. Here's another thing that people do that personally drives me nuts, and it does immediately put me off. It can be tempting to mention that famous author who graduated from your alma mater in order to impress your conversation partner, but that tactic can backfire, and this is name dropping.
Oh, so like that time I almost met Cat Williams.
Or my good friend, such and such. Oh, yes. And I just, that kind of thing drives me nuts. I mean, you're just instantly trying to impress me. And if you're trying to impress me, here's how I take it. Then there must not be much else that you could impress me with because you keep bringing up other people.
Right.
You're talking about other people.
Yeah, Kanye West told me that I name dropped too much.
According to researchers at the University of Zurich in 2009, they published a paper suggesting that name dropping makes people seem both less likable and less competent. For the study, University of Zurich students interacted with partners via email. The emails had been generated by researchers, and they kept mentioning Roger Federer, who's a famous tennis player,
yes,
was his friend, and that they'd worked out together in other emails. The partner only mentioned that Federer was a friend. And based on that,
we were in the same airport.
Drop the name. Right.
Not at the same time.
Right.
But, you know, like, I'm fairly certain that he's been to JFK and LaGuardia at least once, and I've been there. So,
right.
You know, like, we were in the same airport.
There you go. But name dropping, not a good thing. Here's another one, and I think this is drilled into men at least, but that's offering a weak handshake. The cold fish handshake.
Yeah.
I don't know why anyone would still do that. Extending a limp noodle to the new acquaintance, and you could undermine the positive impression you're trying to make, according to psychologist John D. Mayer, writing in Psychology Today.
So, speaking of handshakes, have you seen the videos where people have compiled all of the Donald Trump handshakes? To where when he shakes somebody's hand, he just, like, yanks their hand in towards his side in some kind of, like, weird power move.
Right.
To show, like, I'm the alpha. That's also annoying.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things.
Or the people that, you know, like, they just try to do, like, that power squeeze to show some kind of dominance.
Yeah, and men are awful at this. I mean,
I do it too.
Do you do the power? Shake my hand. Jesus. Without leaving marks. So that's a little.
I don't know. I do
that's
like,
a little firm. All right, here's my typical handshake.
All right,
I mean, it's
so
gonna
for
be
people
like that
can't actually see or feel what they're doing, they're shaking each other's hands right now.
Right, but Heather.
Practice.
Right, Heather has a very firm handshake.
That's what
I would say firmer than a typical female handshake.
A lot of women still do the thing to where they sort of just like offer their hand.
Off their hand. That's why I always kiss them.
I've been a single mom
hands.
For 8 years. I'm not like a delicate flower. Oh, here's my hand.
That reminds me of a meme. But offering a weak handshake, I mean, I don't know who would still do that. And if you are one of those people that you think, you know, your handshake's a little weak, practice that.
They do sell those grip things at Target and Walmart and any sporting goods place where you can just sort of, you know, squeeze it and build up
right.
a little bit of strength in your hand.
Yeah. When I shake someone's hand, I try to meet whatever their handshake is.
Yeah, like match their strength.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
You
don't wanna
how I go into it.
Right. We'll talk a little bit more about some of these things. We only have one more. We'll save that for just a few more minutes.
Plus your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Talking about things that you do to either intentionally or unintentionally annoy others. This is Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into this story here in just a second. The story, of course, being a list that we don't really do lists a lot, but when we do, they're really good.
Not on Thursdays. I know occasionally other nights I've done the show, we'll throw out a list every once in a while.
Right, but it's very rare. You know, it's maybe one a month. It's not very often that a list gets covered. But again, when we do, it's really good. There's things that people do that either intentionally or unintentionally annoy others. And before I read this piece of paper in front of me is talking obsessively about cryptocurrency on the list. Or would that be sharing too much personal information?
That would probably be too much personal information, but that is a real thing. People hate the crypto bros sometimes.
Certain circles.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you about a cryptocurrency that if you're a voluntarist, you might want to take a look at, and that would be Zencash. Zencash was made by voluntarists for voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction embedded into the white paper. They now have over 12,000 secure nodes. They're getting ready to roll out super nodes that require a little bit more amount of Zen to be staked into the node. I'm not sure what exactly these super nodes are going to wind up being able to do, but I think right now they've got the second highest number of nodes of any cryptocurrency behind only Ethereum.
Pretty high. Usually what supernodes do, the benefit to operating the supernode is generally receiving more payout for either processing transactions or something like that. So,
and Zencash also allows for secure private transactions using zero-knowledge proofs, something in the crypto sphere called ZK-SNARKs. You can learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
So we've been talking through this Business Insider article about things that we may unintentionally or have no control over, I think is a better way of putting it, that may turn people off.
Right, like having a difficult-to-pronounce last name, Mr. Wright.
Rietman.
I've
been spelling my name for 40 years. What's that?
I don't think your last name is bad.
Do we pronounce
all of the
N's?
I think all three of us have fairly normal names. Rietman.
Yeah, you're used to it. But nobody pronounces it right.
I thought it was Wrightman.
Right, Wrightman. I've heard that so many times. And
Chris Wrightman is the right man.
Oh, jeez. I've heard that so many times. Yeah, fortunately, my first name is Chris. Unlike what my grandfather, who was very insistent that if I had been born a girl, I carry on the Rietman family name of Pankratz.
Pancras?
Pancratz. P-A-N-C-R-A-T-Z.
Like the last name?
No, that would have been the first name should I have been a girl and my grandfather would have got his way.
Parents.
Okay.
Pancratz. Little girls.
All right.
Now, they named my,
actually have a relative named Pancratz?
Apparently on my paternal side, there's lots of Pancratz throughout history. Pancratz Rietman is a very popular woman's name in Switzerland.
Yeah, terrible.
It is horrible. It is horrible.
It's like naming your kid like Barf or something.
Right.
Like, that's so bad.
So instead,
that is one thing that I like doing.
It's horrible.
It sounds like very unappealing.
Yeah. Yeah, like looking at genealogies and seeing some of the weird names. Right. So one of my, I forget how many great grandfathers was Extramander.
Extramander?
Exter was the first name.
Exter.
Mander was the middle name. My maternal grandfather was Ollie Exter, and he was a junior. So Exter Mander was his grandfather.
Right.
There was also a couple of George Washington somethings. Greenberry is my favorite. First name Green, middle name Barry, not B-A-R-R-Y. No. B-E-R-R-Y, as in
like the berries.
How's this
that
for
you
a
would
name?
Pick off of a vine.
Okay.
How's this for a name? So when I was younger, back before we had like phones to entertain us, like me and my friends one time, you know when they had those really thick phone books with the white pages and it had everybody in the town's number in there?
Right. Wow, you know what a phone book
is.
Yeah,
I do. And so...
You're old.
So anyway, so me and my friends, God, I must have been like 7 or 8, and we were like, like flipping through the phone book looking for funny sounding names. So we'd like look up the word butt or something. And then we'd see all the people with the last name butt. And there was this guy in Brewster. And I swear to God, his last name was Buttman. And his first name was Harry.
My mother, God, what the hell was his name?
To this day, I've never forgotten it. Harry Buttman from Brewster.
There was a Harry and a... Was it Butts? I think my mom was telling me about this to somebody in her. It was Harry and his daughter was Rosie Butts.
Wow.
So it was Harry and Rosie.
So let's continue with this list of things. Annoying. Speaking of annoying things, let's continue with this.
Snorting while I laugh. So we're down to the last one, and this one is just going to take everybody by surprise, but it's acting like you don't like someone. Psychologists have
known... But I don't like you, Chris.
I think Rosie's worse than Harry.
Right? Psychologists have known for a while about a phenomenon called reciprocity of liking. When we think someone likes us, we tend to like them as well. So in 1959, a study published in Human Relations, for example, participants were told that certain members of a group discussion would probably like them. These group members were chosen randomly by the experimenter. After the discussion, participants indicated that the people they liked best were the ones who supposedly liked them. So if you've ever been in a conversation where you just sort of, you were disinterested and or something they did was off-putting to you.
Right.
And you just sort of kind of, yeah, okay, I'm... Mm-hmm. Sort of paying attention. That person's probably less likely to like you, too.
Right.
So it's sort of reciprocity. But that's a list. We'll put the link up on social media, and you guys will be able to find it there. And it's kind of interesting to go through these types of things.
Yeah. You know, sometimes.
Take them like a grain of salt, anyway.
Right.
I mean, you could find a million other lists that say probably the exact opposite. So who the heck knows?
Right. And that's one of the things I was pointing out. And, you know, like some of those things is like, oh, well, the complete opposite annoys people, too. So
right.
You've got to find that fine line somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
And then if you toe the line, somebody's going to be annoyed because you're on the line and not to the left or the right.
Well, yeah. I know some people are annoyed by, like, political posts while other people like them. So it's like some people are annoyed by pictures of your dinner while other people like them.
Right. But I think when we interact with other people, we tailor our behavior to what we think will work best.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that.
You know, that's something going back to like the whole social media thing. You know, love Facebook or hate Facebook, at least Facebook has the group options to where you can wind up saying, all right, I'm going to put, you know, the vast majority of my posts about running in this running group.
Right.
That I'm in.
So only your running friends see it, right.
Or, you know, like this internal party infighting stuff. Put that all in one internal party infighting group. I don't need to see that on your main wall.
Yeah, I just try to just...
But definitely show your running pictures. I like those. Hashtag Metal Monday. This is Free Talk Live. We'll be back with more, plus your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You USA Radio News.
President Trump is currently en route to Montana, where he is holding a rally tonight. Now, Senator Steve Daines will be with the president. Daines talked about how big of a deal it is to have the president coming to Montana.
We're thrilled to have President Trump out to Montana. The people of Montana are huge fans of President Trump. He's going to get a very, very warm welcome in Great Falls, Montana this afternoon.
The race is on to rescue 12 boys and their soccer coach from a cave in Thailand. It's expected to rain this weekend, so divers are racing against the clock to do what they can to rescue the boys and their coach. Nick Zwig is a former U.S. Navy SEAL. He talks about how there has to be a plan in place already should something go wrong.
My guess is they've already got a contingency plan in the cave already. I can guarantee you at this point, if they got food and water, they've got a way to get them out in an emergency.
Yeah.
It just probably isn't the best circumstance. They're probably rehearsing how they're going to pull them out right now.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And did you know that you can watch us? Well, not like all the time, but when we're on the air, you can watch the show on the Twitch. You head
join
over to
the NSA now.
No. Twitch and NSA are two completely different things. The NSA listens to you all the time. The Twitch only when we press certain buttons on the computer to turn on the webcams in the studio. Head over to twitch.lrn.fm and you can watch the studio cam when Free Talk Live is on or when there are other things happening in the LRN studio, be it Call to Freedom or sometimes some of the hosts play some video games on the Twitch channel, twitch.lrn.fm. Chris, you've got something that we're about to jump into here in a moment, but let's go to the phones. We've got John calling in from Lancaster, New Hampshire, up in the Great White Mountains. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello, can you hear me loud and clear?
Yep. Yes, we can. You're on the radio. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Fantastic. Just wanted to let you guys know that I think on the top of my things that I find most annoying about people's list, I haven't done a survey or a study about this, but it's when people cite studies without actually reading them and going into the methodologies about how garbage the methodologies are. You guys are going on about all of these studies. Have you, honest question, honest to God question, I will not judge you badly for this. Have you actually read any one of these studies, like the actual text with the methodology?
Yes. Prior to reading this story, I went through and researched their methodology from every one of the 15. So I did research those. Yes.
That's and of the fun. Ones on that Business Insider, I've, you know, I will say I've pulled up and looked at some of these studies, but I did not read all of every word that was written in every study that I have ever referenced ever in the history of humanity.
Right. And
because,
John,
as the meme says, ain't nobody got time for that.
Right. And John, I was just kidding. I did not read all of them, but I did pop. When they had links, we did pop in. And I know Daryl does this. I do too. You know, when we have a break or something like that, then I do try to click on links and try to understand something about what they do. But your point's really well taken, because a lot of people in media, you know, all you don't need to know the actual knowledge. All you have to do is come up with something that's a good headline. And what this
you guys just make up a study that was never actually done and be like, oh, a study that's
actually
that, you know.
Been done. That's
oh yeah.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Yes.
That's yeah. done by researchers to show how horrible peer review is as a process.
That's mm-hmm. that's a really interesting topic too. So. What was the Free Radicals, The Anarchy of Science, I think is the name of the book. But it really is, it's a book discussing how many times this happens all the time, that researchers will just sort of fudge the numbers or refer to some study without actually reading it, or just put it in as cited just so they can fill up the citations in their paper. That this stuff happens all the time in real science. Go ahead.
Well, I think the important thing to note there about why it happens and the prevalency with which it happens is the incentive structures. Researchers are incentivized to do what's called p-hacking to make the results look more credible, look more noteworthy, publish-worthy than
right.
they actually might be. By adjusting the numbers and doing a few statistical tricks with their data sets to get published, to get grants, to get further spending, you know, they can. It's part of the incentives to do
right.
bad science. So.
Yeah, that's very much what that book talked about, was how perverse the incentives are and why they're self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, you could do a study about how bad science is and with lots of citations, and it could be published very widely, and it could all be BS.
Right. Well, that's why I think even not just studies, but like the national polls for the presidential debates, for example, like you're conducting polls. It's so easy to cherry pick a certain targeted population and like cherry pick poll numbers.
Phrase your question slightly differently and get the results you want.
Right. And one thing that annoys me, John, is when the people will wind up putting up a headline, and a lot of times like the clickbait websites will do this of do these five things. And you'll be a millionaire, because they go through and ask millionaires, you know, hey, what are things that you do every day?
Right.
Oh, I wake up 3 hours before I go to work. No, just because you wake up 3 hours before you go to work does not mean that you're going to wind up making $1 million unless you wind up changing your career.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like millionaire best practices would be a better headline, not wake up at 5 a.m., be a millionaire.
Yeah. That's how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
John, any further thoughts?
Yes. I just also wanted to reference a study out of the University of Missouri. Go ahead and look it up for yourself. I think it was published in 2016. They sent 9,000 fictitious resumes testing exactly the same thing that you mentioned about with the race and gender correlating to whether people got called back. By employers, and their researchers found, quote, the labor market is constantly evolving. Our analysis reveals little evidence to suggest that employers discriminate by race or gender in responding to resumes. So the full text is race and gender effects on employer interest in job applicants, new evidence from a resume field experiment. And that's from the University of Missouri, I think.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, just because one study wound up finding one thing does not negate that another study found something else.
Yeah.
Well, I don't,
and I encourage you to look at their methodology and report on it instead of reporting, you know, what their conclusions were.
Well, this topic, this whole discussion, was really just to bring up some talking points and for us to talk about them.
We even said, take everything in there like a grain of salt. Yeah. Because it...
Yes, you literally said that. But I think the difficulty with that is it just discredits the studies in general. If everyone's like, oh, yeah, a new study came out, well, yeah, there was a study saying, I eat chocolate, I'll live till I'm a million. Like,
hey, there's studies that go back and forth. Science is always evolving.
Well, and what's interesting here, which I noticed going through this list, was very few of these studies were new. There were a lot of 2009, a lot of 2013. Yeah, that's 5 years ago.
Right, and you mentioned 19, at least one of them was, was on PLOS One, which is basically a thing where anybody can make anything up and publish it.
Right, but another one was a 1959 study. So,
right,
yeah, I get where you're coming from. I hope we're not too guilty of that type of thing. We try to give as many disclaimers as we can because, face it, we don't even trust mainstream media.
And we're also a talk radio show, not a college classroom. But, we don't really go into detail.
And, when I try to go into these details, and John, thank you for the call, to go into some of these details, people wind up saying I'm being pedantic. But I do it because I know that there's going to be somebody that calls in to say, well, you didn't discuss this very tiny minutia thing.
I know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you'll have that. So you want to talk about something else?
Yeah, let's talk about something else.
How about talk about the Supremes?
Supremes?
Oh, not the old band, but the Supreme Court, because have been active. They may be about to be more active. The Supreme Court, this comes to us from Forbes, will decide if civil forfeiture is unconstitutional and violates the Eighth Amendment. And
so is this one of the cases that they just announced they're taking for the upcoming year?
Yes, and I think this story, this came out a while back, but I've had it in my show prep for the first time in over 20 years. The U.S. Supreme Court will have the opportunity to review the constitutionality of civil forfeiture laws, which allow the government to confiscate cash, cars, and even homes. On Monday, and this is a while back, the court granted a cert petition from Tyson Times, who was forced to forfeit his $40,000 Land Rover.
So we'll get into that, plus your calls and thoughts in the closing moments on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Liquor Chops, get the third bottle free.
New improved Liquor Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Liquor Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we'll get to the phones here in just a second, but you've heard us talk about saveatpurse.com in the past. It's how you can wind up saving money on things that you're going to buy anyway from Amazon. Well, now Save It Purse is accepting Bitcoin Cash. So head over, saveatpurse.com. Use your Bitcoin Cash and save same way you would with the Bitcoin BTC, and save anywhere from 5 to 33% again on things that you were going to buy anyway. Saveatpurse.com, now accepting Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Let's go to the phones. We've got Dave calling in from Colorado Springs. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, have you guys caught on to this controversy going on in Berlin, New Hampshire, about the Berlin Police Department?
I don't know what controversy you're talking about. I was in New Orleans for basically the last week and was not on the internet very much at all.
What was? Go ahead. Tell us a little bit about it.
Apparently, they tasered a 16-year-old or a teenager. I thought he was 16 at least. And there's some pictures of him that have been released from the hospital. And when you look at him, it's a little bit concerning. So I guess Rich Paul is in the early stages of brainstorming a demonstration up there.
Okay.
That's about all I know right now.
Is that all you know, is that the Berlin cops did something and somebody's thinking about possibly maybe doing a demonstration of some sort at some point, maybe?
Yeah, that's correct. That's as far as it's gotten. This is all pretty new. But I guess if you go to NH General Discussion or NH Cop Block, it's under more detailed discussion there and easy to find out more about it.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave. And if anything happens, then definitely call. Let us know about that. Let's go to the Skype where we've got another Dave calling in from a completely different location. This is Dave in New Mexico. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, Albuquerque in New Mexico. Let me annoy you with this. I had a different topic, but I'm going to save it for a reason I'll explain when I bring it up another day. Your earlier caller, I agree with that guy, and I think that all
of
these
studies... We should read every word of everything that's ever been published ever, because we apparently have time to just sit and read everything.
Let him finish.
Go ahead.
Chris, will you say it for me?
What's that?
Pedantic.
But no, that's basically what the guy was saying, is that because we've not read every word of every study that's ever been published that we mentioned, then somehow nobody should listen to us about anything because we've not read every single word of everything.
No, that's not what he said. Basically what he said. What he actually said was, I wish you guys would cite the sources and make sure you read them. And I'm not going to read every one of them.
No. He asked if we read every word of every study that was referenced in two different articles. That's asking if all we ever do is sit down and read and don't do anything else.
Right. And we know that's not realistic. And I absolutely... Go ahead.
I was going to say, I should not have tried to be lazy. I should have used my own words instead of taking a shortcut. The people have learned that they can... achieve their agendas, their personal agendas, by fudging on stuff. That's nothing new. And most of us naive people out here would not generally suspect that professionals in industry or in academia would fudge stuff in order to move their personal or group agendas, but they do. And so therefore the stance that I take, the rest of y'all can follow if you want to, but unlike people accused in a courtroom, these studies, in my mind, they're guilty until they prove that they're innocent. If you see where I'm going with that, and that was one thing I want to say that I agree with him. And then, actually, I forgot the other things. I'll have it here in a second.
When Chris had mentioned, and David, thank you for the call. Had mentioned the study on PLOS One. I said, that's basically a website where anybody can publish anything, and I realized that there are problems with the peer review process. And I think anybody that knows anything about the peer review process will admit that there are problems with it, but at least somebody is then checking over the numbers. And part of what happens in peer review is when it's possible to try to replicate, they will replicate while, verifying whatever was in the peer review thing. And as I understand it, and I, could have a flawed understanding of this, but as I understand it, anybody that is doing a study to review something, they are not then able to publish their own findings independently. They just have to say that, yes, I was able to verify the thing in this particular study.
Right. Yeah, interesting. There's tons of peer-reviewed papers on the peer review process.
Right.
So if you'd ever like to research peer review in peer-reviewed papers, there's plenty of papers out there that have been peer-reviewed for your view.
Right. And former co-host Stephanie Murphy, who I forget if she actually finished her PhD or was going for, she has talked on a couple of her podcasts about the peer review process and some of the flaws with that.
Yeah.
But again, having somebody look at it is much better than just, I did a study and I'm putting it up on ididastudy.com, which is basically what PLOS One is.
Right. But it's not... It's important. Here's the perverse incentives. Scientists and researchers are perversely incentivized to get everything peer reviewed, and they're incentivized by their tenure boards,
right,
and by their universities and things like that. They get more money. They have better outlook in the future if they can say that I've published this, and this.
I've had 5 peer-reviewed studies.
Right. So you have that incentivized. That's a financial incentive, and that's going to cause people to, you know, like I said, skip some details to clip some corners and stuff like that.
Right.
But to me, peer review is really, the dependency should be on the person reading it, the person who is trying to get some bit of knowledge. It's more important for the person who needs the knowledge to do their own peer review. And that's, it's sort of a decentralized way of looking at it, that we shouldn't immediately trust something because it's got a stamp on it that says this is always good, unless that is someone you already trust. So just like, you know, we talk a lot about systems that don't need government involvement, like, you know, do we really need an FDA? Do we really need a pick any other government organization?
Right.
I'll
and
probably come up with an argument of why
grants
we don't.
Wind up coming from a government, you're never going to see,
right,
you know, a quote-unquote reputable study,
yeah,
on that.
And I'll tell you, one of the biggest complaints by people who are portrayed as climate change deniers is the fact that there is such a heavy bias towards studies that prove what the government wants to hear. The government's point of view on climate change, they want it to be there, at least administrations in the past have.
Right.
They want to show that climate change is real. So the preponderance
not
of...
Not just climate change, but man-made,
right,
climate change.
Anthropomorphic climate change, yeah.
Every warming of everything that's ever happened in the history of ever is because man.
Right, so they want studies that support that, but when people come up and there are a number of climatologists that are, you know, world-renowned, but can't get grant money to do research and do papers because people suspect them of not coming up with the answer the government wants. So,
right, and this is one of the problems with funding coming from a government entity.
Yeah, so you end up getting the studies you want.
So don't you think even from a government entity, like, they have an interest in wanting, like, accurate information and research?
One would think, but
they want to get to the truth as much as the private sector.
You would think, but not always. And how about when you start throwing in big money? And
well, yeah, but when you think of, like, the fact that we're competing against other nations in terms of, like, you know, medicine and that kind of stuff, like, obviously they're going to want to
have the greatest minds working freely
to research stuff.
But let's look back at the Obama years. Those were very heavy environmental environmentalists, and they did not want to see papers coming out.
We do have a space force.
No, we don't actually have a space force. We have a president talking about a space force.
I want a space force.
We're out of time for tonight, and hopefully space force never actually happens.
Space force.
We'll be back tomorrow, but always online at freetalklive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.